Jack Mobile.
In the day, KI4DOS Mobile.
Running around, trying to chase a dollar.
I'll let you do it because you are contributing to my paycheck.
I appreciate you letting me do that.
I hear you, buddy. I did it for a lot of years, so I understand completely. Did you figure out that noise?
No, it's what I showed you last night. I didn't have time to do anything else and probably won't for a week or so.
Yeah, I hate that for you. But that's the reason I took that little video and sent back to you. You know, I'll be right up under that one there at the house and then walk away from it. Nothing changes.
Mine was doing.
Oh, yeah, and that sounds what's on your signal, too.
And it wasn't that bad. I could go in around the radio where the antennas, you know, the cables are coming in, and it would get bad again. So I started following it out, and that's when I run into the power lines.
Yeah, it sounded like to me, and that's why I told you to take an AM radio out there and see what you thought.
I don't know. All I can tell is when I aimed it at the power lines, it got louder. So I'm assuming that's what it is.
Yes. Unfortunately, there ain't a whole lot we can do about that but grin and bear it and call the power company and let them know.
Puts me out of using the radio at the house pretty much until they fix it.
Station's liable to change, and you know, the humidity's liable to go down, and it'll probably some of that go away. You said it was intermittent to start with, right?
It was, but last night it was just nonstop. It wasn't intermittent at all.
They get it taken care of pretty quickly. I'd hate for you to not be able to get into the radio, you know, the repeaters and stuff.
I guess people can hear me, but I can't hear them because I was able to check into Thermal Bell last night.
But there again, I could hear that noise on your signal when you checked in, even. But it is knocking out your receive, something terrible.
And you can tell as soon as it does it when that it's going to happen. I mean, because it's all the way across the band. It's not just right here on the 610. It's the whole band.
The way it works. It's not frequency sensitive, I'll put it that way.
For me, I got a guy I used to work on his trucks. He just lives right out the road from me, and he works for Duke Power. So I'm going to give him a call, and I think he is one of the engineers for him. So I'm going to give him a call and see what I need to do next.
You got a plan, and I hope it all comes together real quickly. But if you have any trouble getting into the repeater next Sunday, give me a holler, and I'll pick the net up for you if you need me to.
I appreciate it. I may have to if it isn't any better. That's the reason I waited till the last minute to contact Dave, because I was hoping it would clear up after dark. Most of the time it does, and it hadn't been lately.
That's all.
If you can hear me, but I can't hear you.
Yeah?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay. I don't know. I was in one of them weird spots over here. You know how that goes. But I'm headed to the house, been to the grocery store. I go once a month, and I tell you what, I think I'm going to start going once a week. Try to keep the bill down a little bit, but it's not going to make any difference if I go once a month or once a week.
Spend the same money, but it won't hurt quite as bad all at once.
But it's a done deal now for a while. I won't have to go back anytime soon. But I don't know why, but the grocery store was crowded this afternoon. I don't know what the deal was, but you know how that goes. Sometimes they get carried away and there's tons of people in there. Sometimes there ain't nobody. The thing that made me upset the most was there wasn't but two cashiers running, and everybody else is having to go through the self-checkout. I don't like to do that.
Man, they ought to ring
That's the way I feel about it. But, you know, they got a sign up out there that they're hiring, and, you know, people say there ain't no jobs out there, ain't nobody hiring, but everywhere I go, there's signs up, but we're hiring, and nobody wants to work, I guess.
Good for that. I can't work a real job. Might get your hands dirty.
Well, you know me, I'm one of those type that if you don't work, you don't eat, you know. If you can't get out there and work a little bit and earn a little money, you know, go hungry. Don't bother me none.
I am the exact same way. If you don't work, you don't eat. And if you can't work, that's a different story. We'll talk about that one on an individual level, but if you just choose not to, then you can choose to go hungry.
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying. My youngest son's got a friend, and his wife works, but he doesn't work. And why don't you go find you a job? He said, ain't nothing out there. I said, there's jobs everywhere. He said, but it's not in my field. I said, well, what is your field, computer hacking? And he just looked at me sort of funny. I told him, I said, you need to get up off your lazy butt and go to work.
And, but, I don't know, that's the way the society is going anymore. And you were talking, joking earlier about me working to put into your retirement. Well, guess what? These jokers are the ones that are going to be putting into mine.
In that completely. Well, Patrick, I've arrived here at the house. Good talking with you a little bit this afternoon. I got to get out and unload us this load I just picked up, and then I got to put it away or help the wife put it away, so I'm going to be busy for the next little bit. You be safe out there. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, young man, 73. KO4HKX, KI4DOS Mobile.
You go in there and you let Miss Joy tell you how to put that away and do it properly. And tell her I said hello. KO4HKX. I'll be clear. 73
gig. That kitchen's her domain. You know, I ain't going to get in trouble over that. See you later, Patrick. KI4DOS Mobile Clear.